The reading scripture is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen.
Even there is a cancer victim, but there was a testimony. So I hope that I can become your hope and be healed. In other countries, there are many cancer victims, and they come to receive my prayer. But they have good faith. They don't ask me to pray for them. They just shake hands with me. They just say, you know, even if you don't shake hands with me, I mean, even if you don't pray for me, but just shake hands with me, I'll be healed. So I cannot pray for them on my way to church or home. They just greet me when time is not available. But you know what? When they go back, they send me letters of testimonies that they've been healed, even though they were in the last stage of cancer after receiving my prayer, and they were healed. I'll receive those in the letters. So why they are quick to be healed? There are some who are not healed. And then I read those letters of repentance, and they confess that they condemned me and judged me after the broadcasting incident. And those who have nothing to do with me over that kind of incident, when they come to me with faith, then they are healed, even after shaking hands with me. So here is Brother Minsu Lee from Opomamin Church. He suffered from nasopharynx. Nasopharynx cancer. While he was at work in October 2012, he had the pain over his shoulder. After the CAT scan, he was diagnosed as the last stage of nasopharynx cancer. And the doctor said that he would survive only a couple of months. And the cancer was transferred to his shoulder, spine, back, and all those transfer parts became black. And due to excruciating pain on his bones, he couldn't lie down, he couldn't lean on something. So for about 6 months, he couldn't sleep well, he couldn't eat well. And then he suffered from a severe diarrhea for about seven times a day average. He lost 12 kilograms in his weight in a very short period of time. I think I remember he was a member of the church when this church just started. And he weighed about 95 something back then. He is the Mrs. Bongnim Lee's youngest brother. So as daughter, Mrs. Bongnim Lee is the youngest, and as boy and as son, he is the youngest one. I believe some of you remember how he came to the church, but now he's very clean. He had no hope for life, but Senior Deaconess Jung Lim Lee asked him to go to Dr. Gerald Lee to receive prayer. So he registered to Mokpo Mamin Church on May 19th, 2013. So he left God and he came back. So there was some very complex procedure. And then after receiving prayer on Senior Pastor's birthday last year, the cancer became smaller. And then he received prayer once again about a month later, and then the size of the cancer reduced again. And then after receiving prayer in November, only the root of the cancer was remaining. And after diagnosis in last March in this year, there was no cancer found. Doctors were surprised because he didn't receive any radiation treatment. But he was healed and there was no cancer. So he gives glory and thanks to Father God who healed him through senior pastor's prayer. So he shares, he sheds tears just when he hears the word in the shepherd. He gives all glory to Father God. We have a picture here. Written in Korean. WCDN, you can use this as a very precious evidence and evidence of Father God's power. The issue here is, even though it is a last stage of cancer or transferred, cancer is how you can solve the matters of sin and demolish the wall of sin before Father God. Once you demolish it and receive prayer, then you will be healed. Without demolishing the wall, even if you receive prayer many times, you cannot be healed. So, you have to break the wall before Father God. And you have to find a way to please our Father God because you made Father God sorry many times. You made Father God angry. So you have to solve that. You have to find a way to please Father God, and that's faith. Then, Father God will work so that you can be healed. So that's why, I read this letter to help you have, faith, okay? When he came to me, he almost died. But after receiving prayer three times, he was healed. And his body was dark, and the picture said, and his inside of his body was so dark and black. But after receiving prayer, something came out from his nose. So everything has been cleaned. So once those black things came out from his body, his face became brighter. So Father God cleansed his body inside. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, those in local sanctuaries and those who are attending this service through satellites, and internet, and GCN viewers. In the second part of this evening service, we have the Holy Communion. Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples before he took the cross. He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26 says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." For this reason, the believers have been celebrating the Holy Communion in remembrance of the Lord since the times of the early church. But the true meaning of the Holy Communion is not just for to participate in the Holy Communion in the church alone. Through the Holy Communion, he wants us to remember how we should live, which is how believers are supposed to live. In this message, I'll talk about the great will contained in the Holy Communion. I pray in the name of the Lord that through this message, you will keep in mind the true meaning of the Holy Communion and fulfill the will of God all. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to share the bread and the wine of the Holy Communion stands for eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. How can we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, Jesus? First, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take in the Word of God. So to eat the flesh of the Son of Man, the flesh of our Lord, is to take in the Word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1 says that the Word is God. So, the Word is God. Father God is the Word. Word is God. In John 1 verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and came down to this earth, and it was Jesus. So, Jesus had flesh like our flesh. He came down to this earth. And he was born in a manger in Bethlehem, right? So, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to learn and take in the Word of God. It's not just to know it as knowledge, but to cultivate the Word in our heart. When I was in mountain, you read the Bible, right? And just reading the Bible with your eyes only will remain as knowledge in your brain, if you're lucky. So you have to read the Bible in the right posture and read it aloud, because it will help you not have any idle thoughts. If you read the Bible with your eyes only, the idle thoughts will hinder you. So you have to read the Bible in the right posture. And you have to read it loud, in a loud voice. And when you read it in a loud voice, your voice should be heard through your ears. And it is to change our heart with the truth. So you have to cultivate the Word in your heart and change your heart with the truth. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man this way, we must drink His blood at the same time. It means, in addition to learning the Word of God, we must have the deeds of actually practicing the Word. So, even if you read the Bible 100 times, if you don't practice it, it's useless. Some say, I read the Bible many times. They boast off like that. I've seen them quite a while. I read the Bible 100 times. Well, he didn't practice. He didn't cast off evil. So it's all useless. Well, of course, it's good to read it a lot, but you have to read it in the right way until the Word can be planted in your heart and be cultivated in your heart. That reading is necessary. But if you just read it and that's it, then it's useless. So you have to have the deeds of the actually practicing the Word. It is much like we have to drink liquid when we eat food. If you eat dry food without taking any liquid, you cannot digest it well, even if the food is very nutritious. We can observe the nutrients and pass bodily waste only when we consume liquid too. It's similar when we learn the Word of God. We shouldn't just remember and keep it in our head as knowledge, but we must try to put it into practice. What is to love Father God? What? To keep His commandments. So, if you keep His commandments and practice it, that is to love God. That is to keep commandments. That is to love Father God. Those who love God must have been in spirit already. Why is it so difficult to come into Rock of Faith and into spirit? All you have to do is just to love God. But, you know, even though you say, even though you don't love Father God, but you say you love God. So that's why I mentioned it many times that Father God doesn't like it. When I was praying in the mountain, Father God said this. Let me say it this way. Even if you say, I love you, God, 100 times, what is it use? Even if you say it just 10 times, if you obey, then that is the one who truly loves. Those who can truly obey Father God is the one who can truly say, I love you, Father. So, those who confess should stand on the rock of faith and enter Spirit. And they should already on their way to Holy Spirit. Because since they love God, they should keep the commandments. Since they keep the commandments, their heart should be cultivated into Spirit with truth. And they must be in Spirit now, and they are on their way to Holy Spirit. Now, those who are on their way to Holy Spirit, it's not difficult, okay? I delivered the message during the seminar. I believe you have to make it your bread, but it's not difficult. The question is, the sincere heart, goodness, virtue, love, you have to put them and make it sincere heart. Then, if it is the word of God, then you have to say amen and obey. If you use your fleshly thought and discern whether it is good or not, whether it is according to your heart, Father God is not looking for such people. If it is the word of God, then you have to obey. That's what Father God is looking for. If you have such a sincere heart, then it is not difficult to come into Holy Spirit. It's not difficult to go up to the higher levels of, you know, faith. If you have fleshly thought, it will hinder you from, you know, leveling, I mean, in going up to a higher level of, you know, faith. How can I live my life without faith? Well, Holy Spirit will help you. Even if you don't have thoughts, Holy Spirit will help you. So, after you read the Word of God, it should remain as knowledge. And at the same time, you have to put it in your heart. And you have to keep it. Then, if once you keep it and practice it, it will remain in your heart. In your heart. You don't need to memorize it. Now, do you think, you know, baby will remember how to breathe? Do you know they have to memorize how to eat? Well, they will eat naturally when they got hungry. It's natural. Say, once you cultivate the word into the bread in your heart, then the Holy Spirit will work naturally in your heart. So, that's why you can depend only on Father God and the Holy Spirit and the Lord. Now, our pastors, you know, if you want to become a great servant of God, and you have to only depend on Father God and the Lord and Father God, only the God the Trinity, and you through the fervent prayers, fiery prayers, then you will receive the fullness and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Then everything, you will be captivated by the Holy Spirit. So whatever you speak will be inspired by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will govern your lips. Then you don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about preparing the sermons. Those who try to do it on your own, then it may be difficult for you. They are those who use their thoughts. Some others say, just say amen. And they don't use their self. They don't try to do it on their own. They just depend on the Holy Spirit. If you try to do it on your own, then it makes you difficult. What do you know? Holy Spirit knows everything. So depend on Him. The Holy Spirit should work for you. Then it will not be difficult. The preparing sermons, or the prayers and visiting members. I've told you many times. Now, my congregation, In the morning, I talked about it. Now, even the pastors are far from rock of faith. Now, we can see how much those pastors make in the Father God angry. They still befriend the world. They like the worldly things, but they don't cast them off. That's why they don't even stand on the rock of faith. They must stand on the rock of faith and come into spirit, but they don't obey the word of God, so they cannot make it happen. Now those pastors who don't come into rock of faith, and Levi workers and elders, it's not you have no knowledge. You know it, but you don't obey. But even though you don't have any intention to obey, you ask many people of spirit. Well, you learned a lot already, but you heard it through the ear, but you let it slip down through the other. How did you come into Holy Spirit? How did you come into spirit? How? I'm sorry. You don't have any intention to obey. We shouldn't just remember and keep it in our head as knowledge. So we need knowledge too. But those who have no memory power, what should you do? You cannot even make it as knowledge. What should you do? Well, you can cultivate it. Even if you don't memorize it, it doesn't matter. Once you cultivate it in your heart, because the Holy Spirit will remind you of that. Now, I'm in that kind of status. However, but when I deliver messages or when I talk about the Word of God, it's not difficult because this is not what I'm doing. It's not I who is doing it. I have a reference note, but it is just the reference. But the Holy Spirit moves my lips and inspires me. We have to obey the commands that tell us to do, not do, keep, or cast away certain things. So even at this point, if you make up your mind and obey, then it's not difficult to come into spirit and Holy Spirit. It will be very quick. Now, people of spirit, of course they obey. But what is the reason they cannot come into Holy Spirit quickly? They, even if they try to obey, they still have self remain in them, like a trace of knowledge, trace of self. It interferes. It stops them from obeying completely. You have to break the wrong understanding, okay? From the start of this church, I've told you, I think you heard me. For example, what about adultery? That's untruth. Right? Even if you try to think of untruth, you cannot. You can't. Even if you try to think of it, you can't. Even if you try to remember it or recall it, you can't. Why? Because your heart is already converted to spirit or whole spirit. And even if you try to recall it, you cannot make it. That's why you cannot sin. You cannot commit sin. Lust, you cannot have it because you don't have it in your brain. No thought at all. You gotta have thought first and then you can put it into action, but you have no thought at all. Now, what should you do if you cannot have it as thought? That you have to write it down and you have to look at it or read it. Otherwise, what you think and what you see will be turned into truth already. Now, those who are already in the spirit and the Holy Spirit, they can understand what I'm saying. Senior Deaconess Finn, where are you? Are you the one? Okay. I've told you this from the start of this church, right? Did you understand it before? When I said that before? Hmm? Not by 100%, but what about now? A little? Okay. Since she came into spirit, now she can make it. She can understand what I'm saying. She can do it. Until she tries very hard to remember it, she cannot think of those, you know, untruth or evil. That's why she cannot commit sin. She cannot have any evil thoughts. Now, those who call people bad names, you have to know how dirty and filthy your heart is. Because you lived your life like that, with that kind of heart. You lived your life with that kind of dirty heart. If your heart is cleansed completely, then your thoughts will follow your heart. So you cannot think of those, you know, harsh language. Ask people of spirit whether it is true or not, especially those who people of whole spirit. Even if they try hard, they cannot remember it. Even if they remember it, it will be erased even less than a second. Now, some, even if they try not to speak those in a harsh language, you know, they naturally, you know, speak those language. So they have to know how dirty and filthy their heart is, and they are easily instigated by Satan. Now, there are processes how until they commit sin that cannot be forgiven by Father God. They are captivated by Satan. So they are instigated by Satan to call people in a bad name, even if they don't want to. They receive the work of Satan. So to stop receiving the work, what should you do? You have to sanctify your heart first. If you sanctify your heart first and remove all the evil and untruth from your heart, then Satan cannot work on you. Because you've got nothing in your heart. But if you have dirty things and filthy things in your heart because you didn't repent, then Satan will work. Those who speak harsh language, so the same applies to you. You have to know how dirty and filthy sins you have committed before. That's why you judge people, you condemn people. Because you're evil. Those people of goodness do not judge or condemn people. They cannot judge people, otherwise they know exactly what's going on. What if people talk, I mean, they are not right. Not many things that they talk about is right. They ignore others and other opinions. So those people of spirit and truth, you should discern everything by truth. That's why I told you to read the Romans of the Three Kingdoms. If you had, then you would have knowledge about goodness. So when time is allowed, then I may test you. I cannot find time, though, about so that, you know, help you to discern good and evil. The General Guan Yu, I've asked you whether he's good or not. But many students said he was a good man. But you know what? You don't know the truth. If you knew the truth, you would know that General Guan Yu was not a good man. He was the one who made his country in danger. Don't you know that? And many, you know, generals didn't obey the wise man. You know, General Guan Yu and Zhang Bi blamed the wise man, you know, 제갈공명. And then the wise man had a hard time. You should know all these things, how the country was set up. And if you knew this, you cannot say he was a good man. Are you agree? Are you with me? You have to discern things by truth. Now, there must be reason. If you said he was a good man, those three brothers, they promised together, and they kept it until they died. They didn't surrender in any situation. But if you knew it, the truth, if you knew the truth, then you can discern it well at this point too, whether it was good or not. Do you think it is goodness just to keep the promise? There were many, many things untruth. You have to know. You have to discern. Now, you cannot discern it well. That's why you have to come into spirit and whole spirit. And you have to understand third and the fourth level of goodness to discern it well. Now, if a judge enters this level of goodness, then he will be a very good judge. He can make in a correct judgment. What about in a plaintiff? And no, nothing will be unfair. But judges do not have that kind of knowledge and wisdom. So you have to obey the commands. Only by doing so, the word of God that you learned will actually become your life and strength. To the extent you obey, your heart will be filled with truth and the untruth will be removed. Hatred will go away to the extent love comes in. Arrogance will cast away to the extent the humbleness enters in. Hot temper will go away as meekness comes in. We can say we have the true faith to be saved only when we show such efforts to practice the word. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin." Here, to walk in the light means to obey the word of God and practice it. To walk in the light is to word of God and practice it. Okay? Jesus already shed his precious blood to redeem us from sins. He already paid the price of our sins. And to be forgiven through his blood, we must walk in the light. It's in the same context with the verse that says, we have life only when we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man. Dear brothers and sisters, we have Holy Communion. It's 4 o'clock now. Friday all-night service and Sunday morning. I cannot finish the script. I'm sorry. I will pray for the sick. Father God, thank you. Please lay your hands on them and burn every disease by the fire of the Holy Spirit and bless them. All diseases and germs go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All germs and viruses go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. From head to toe in every intestine and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, Pastor Sungil Ryu of Japan, bless him to lead the handkerchief prayer meeting well. And bless Araki Tsunami of Japan to get the certificate of volunteer. Bless Dong Won Kai to be healed of cerebral infarction, gastroenteritis, and cardio disease, and bless Wang Chenkan to be healed of arthritis disease and neck and back disease and stomach problems. Bless Li Wenpang to be healed of kidney disease and depression. Bless Liu Jingwen to be healed of fracture of a leg and the back and thoracic in the vertebra and skin disease and insomnia. Bless Kim Gum Ok to have normal blood in the supply into her brain. And bless Zhang Qin to be healed of stomach disease. Bless Peng Yifei to be healed of a mental illness. And bless her father to be healed of AIDS. Bless Cheng Shenzhe to be healed of uremia. Bless Wang Yisha to be healed of high blood pressure, and neck disc problem, and high fever. Bless Liu Ringjin to be healed of herniated disc, hemorrhoids, and allergy and constipation, and bless her father to be set free from smoking and alcoholic addiction. bless her brother to be free from pyramid selling, bless Hosea to be healed of chest pain and car sick, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, bless Dung Jin Ti to be protected with her newly purchased car, and then bless her husband to stop drinking and smoking and gambling. Bless Do Long Bin to find a safe sanctuary where he can cry out in prayer. Bless Shao Chang to get a good score in the entrance exam to college and go to desired college. Bless Ryu Chunha to pass the exam well for the high school and college. Bless Ryu Shuan to rent an apartment prosperously. Father God, thank you. Bless our congregation so that they can be in good health both in spirit and body. Even though it is a last stage of cancer, or all lung diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, skin diseases, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. May the light come. Father God, thank you. Father, be with us in the second part, with the Holy Communion. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.